Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts.
And Sister Amen.
We had an awesome day today in our street preach. And we just want to bring you some edification from it. Wow. I don't even know where to start, Sister Amen. We got a bunch of scriptures we want to go over to edify you. No basic main concept, but I've noticed a pattern lately. And I guess your ministry goes through times and seasons. But the pattern that I'm noticing is we seem to have a lot less mockers these days. And we seem to have a lot more people that are coming up, even confessing that they're part of the Christian faith. And they might not be a little bit of a prideful and stubborn at the beginning. And then as you give them truth, they begin to see their need and they end up saying, I understand that. Thank you. Do you see what I'm saying, Sister Robin?
Yeah, as you explained that, I was trying to figure out where you're going on that. But yeah, you're right. A lot of people are like, they seem like not angry or anything coming up. They're just kind of like, what are you about? Yeah, okay, well, I have this and that. And then as you show them things, they're like, oh, well, you got a point on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right on that, too. And then after a while, they're like, wow. I guess I never thought of all that.
You're like, I'm glad you told me this stuff.
Thanks for sharing that.
We'll cover a few of these instances, and then we'll go over some scripture. We hope you're having a great day today. We went and preached at an art festival with Brother Kuo, and we're walking up to the art festival. And what do we do always when we're walking down the sidewalk, Sister? We had about a half a mile walk.
Yeah, we're always handing out gospel cards to people as we go by. So yeah.
You want the gospel? You want the gospel? This guy stops. And he says, I know the gospel. And we said, will you tell it to us? And he said, sure. We ended up having a 15-minute conversation. He's a non-denominational guy. And at first he was like, no, got it. And then after I explained to him that he had some evangelical mindsets that were wrong, he humbled himself. And then he said, yeah, I guess that's true. We asked him, what's sin? He said he's just a big sinner. He can't stop sin. He's been a believer for 20 years. We said, what sin can't the Holy Spirit help you stop? And he said, none. And he humbled himself and he said, I'm really glad I met you. I'll be looking at your website. You gave me a lot of information.
Oh yeah.
That's how we started our preach. And then, so we walked up to the preach and go ahead.
Who was across the street?
Oh yeah. There was a man listening.
Uh-huh. He was across the street. He was kind of like leaning up, I don't know, was it the
he was walking, and then he came back and stopped and was leaning his ear, you could tell.
Yeah, he was kind of leaning on something, I don't know, was it a fire hydrant or something, he was leaning there, and then he'd look over, and kind of like he's pretending like he was just standing in the shade or something, but he was listening.
It was awesome, yeah. So then we walked down, there was a little farmer's market, we did that, it was real small, then there was this huge art fair with many thousands of people, and we just had so many awesome encounters. You want to share one, Sister Robin?
Yeah, one that comes right to the top of my head was a woman. I'm not going to go into all the details, but she was saying something about one of the translations, and I kind of moved her off of that to the gospel and worked through everything that we do with people. And by the end of it, she was giving me a hug, and she said, I needed to hear that. Because I gave her some really hard truths, and it was very amicable. It was very, I really enjoyed talking to her, and I held her feet to the fire, and she appreciated that. But here's this worldly looking woman standing there talking about the things of God, and it was just pretty amazing. She did kind of like what you were just talking about, kind of like, you know, kind of pushing back
a little bit,
on something
arrogant
like this
in the beginning.
Yeah, and then she was like, she gave me a hug saying, thank you, I needed to hear that.
The Word of God.
It was pretty awesome.
The Word of God, the Spirit of God might have pricked her conscience, and we saw that multiple times today.
And then here's part of that theme, pressing through.
Yep.
Pressing through. I know you're going to talk about
that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. So there was a young man, Brother Kuo was preaching, and we were taking turns, and a young man walked up to him. He preached the gospel to this young man. I walked up, this young man's like 21 or something. I walked up to him, and I felt the need to, like, start talking to him, found out he has a partner, and when I heard that, I thought, is he gay? And I just said, partner, man or woman? And he said, man. And I said, you're gay, young man. And he said, yes, I am. And he said, ready? He said, I was afraid to admit that. I thought you might start yelling at me and calling me names. I said, why would I do that, young man? I guess he's met street preachers that do that to him. I went on to explain to him that there's many abominations of God. Homosexuality is one. He said, yeah, I know it's sinful. I said, a proud look is an abomination. A lying tongue is an abomination. And I said, I said, I'll be honest with you. I said, I was never homosexual, but I said, I did many sins when I was in the world that was far worse than that or just as bad. And he just settled right down and he relaxed in our conversation. He thanked us. He ended up giving me a hug and he said, I really appreciate you telling me these things. And he said, I'm going to look at your website. And he didn't push back. He accepted it and he appreciated. Even Brother Cool mentioned, he said, I thought the truth was going to press him away. He said, but it actually drew him in.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. That one really, really warmed my heart because he walked away with a big smile on his face, knowing he was living in sin, but that there's redemption and that Christ can forgive him and there's hope and that he's not a worse case than anyone else out there.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, I'll just say this since you said, mentioned he was a homosexual. We've witnessed to a lot of them over the years. Many of them are mockers, but I can think of two. I've witnessed to many lesbian women, but I can think of two of them that were like that.
Yeah.
They received it, and they even mentioned, you know, how Christians hate them. And I told them, I said, if they're doing all those things that you're saying or that we see them do, they're not Christians.
Yeah, amen. They're just hateful people that want to hurt people's feelings. I mean, we tell them it's sin. We don't sugarcoat it, but we also don't blast them and treat them any different than any other sin. And he really responded to that. He also mentioned he was trying to go to a church, and he said he was afraid if they found out he's gay, they're going to throw him out. And I said, don't go to the churches, young man. He goes, they're all just businesses, aren't they? I said, they are. I said, they're corrupt. Get in the Word of God. And I offered him our email and our website to help him. So that was awesome. Yeah. You have another one, Sister Armin?
Yeah, I do. There was a woman. She was really nice. She was maybe my age. And I offered her a gospel card. She said, thank you, I have it. And I said, what do you have? And she came back and she said, well, I have Jesus. I said, how does somebody find eternal life? What's the gospel? She goes, you just believe. And I said, so that's it. If you just believe. I said, don't you need to repent? She goes, well, yeah. I said, but you didn't say that, ma'am. And I was smiling at her. I said, how about being born again? She goes, well, yeah, that too. I said, your just believe gospel is going to lead people to hell because if they don't know that they need to repent and be born again.
Half a gospel is not the whole gospel.
And you know what? She was like, she looked like she was kind of sad about that. She said, well, I know that. I said, but you got to be it also. And so she let me talk to her for a while and explain some things. Then she had to go meet up with her friends because they were across the way trying to get her away from me. But I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, she didn't get mad.
Right.
She's like, when I told her, you know, it's an incomplete gospel that will lead people to hell if they just believe, she's like, oh, you got a point. That's not right.
Yeah, it's kind of the theme we're seeing is that, yeah, you get these religious people. They hate you. They call the cops on you. You get the mockers in the world. There's many people, we're meeting more of them, that might be arrogant and prideful, but when you give them the truth, the gospel, and call them out of their sin and warn them of judgment coming, it's like a light goes on them and they go, thank you for telling me that. I needed to hear that. Yeah, they didn't really want to hear it. But thank you for telling me about that. I have two more I wanted to share before we get into our scriptures. A young man that Brother Kuo, Sister Amin, brought him over to Brother Kuo because he was closer than me. Then I walked up to him. He said, I only got a couple minutes. We talked to him for 30 minutes. He goes to some worldly, non-denominational church. He pushed back. But the more we talked to him about scripture, the more answers he didn't have, the more he stood there looking bewildered. And by the end of it, he said, yeah, he said, maybe I'll email you. We'll do a testing in my church. He goes, you're making me think about a lot of things. He said, I'm not as far close to the truth as I thought he was. And the word of God, and Brother Kuo again saw it, how I pressed in on this young man, didn't let him off the hook, thought it was going to drive him away.
Yep.
Usually it does. But he stood his ground, meaning listening, and then he ended up conceding and going, you're right about a lot of stuff on that. And the truth drew him in.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what was interesting about that one? All these people are going by, and I would pick and choose certain ones that I would ask a question for, like, hey, can I ask you a question? What are you doing with your life out here? And some people would answer. He was walking by, and I said, hey, how about you? Do you know the path to eternal life? He walked right over and took a gospel card and said, I do.
Yeah.
And I said, then you want to go talk to my brothers? Yeah, and I walked him right over. It was awesome.
Moved to Florida and he's just started going to this church and he said he doesn't know a lot of scripture and stuff. So it was perfect timing that we met him. And then I have two other ones. I have a man about my age that walked by and said, amen. And this one, I preached, who fears God? Hundreds of people in front of me. He's the only guy that raised his hand.
Yep.
I said, sir, you fear God? He said, I do. You know the gospel. He turned around, came back. He said, well, we're all just a bunch of sinners. You got to believe in Jesus. Well, he had a pretty lukewarm gospel. But by the time I
stood there, yeah,
by the time awesome. I walked him through the gospel and helped him see the error in his evangelical ways, he said, yeah, I think you're right. The Bible does say that. Yeah, that's true. And he said, yeah, I better ponder that. By the time it was done, him and I like had a rapport, and he said, I really appreciate you filling me in on the truth. He said, I got to look into this more. He said, I'll check out your website. I said, I'm here for you. Email me. He shook my hand, and he said, thanks a lot. So it was like most times that turns ugly, and they go, ah, and they walk away.
Yeah.
We're seeing these people. I don't know if it's a season or what, but we're entreating them. We always do the same thing, but we're beckoning them and encouraging them, and people are listening.
Yeah.
And you can see the Spirit convicting them.
Yeah, amen. While you were talking to the young man or another man that came over to talk to me, and then Brother Okul started talking to him, and then you did while you guys were talking, I was doing the same thing, and these three young women come walking by.
Oh, yeah, those teenagers.
Hey, can I ask you a question? And they stopped and looked at me, and I said, first of all, would you like a gospel card, how to find eternal life? And they said, sure, and they took it, and I said, do you know the path? And they said, no, we don't. And I said, can I make an audio? I'd like to share some information with you. And they looked at each other. They're like, yeah, sure. I said, this will be edifying online. So I made an audio and I shared the gospel with them, warned them about all kinds of things in man-made religion.
They stood and listened.
The culture. They did.
Yeah.
And they were like, they didn't say much.
And they were very worldly looking young women.
Oh, yeah, super, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was one of them. She was kind of commenting. The other two were really quiet and listening, but I asked them if they had any questions. I don't know. It was just really heartwarming. They were really kind.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. That was a gift to me to be able to share it, because those are like the ages of some of our grandchildren.
Yeah. And that's what we go for, is to reach our neighbor, to warn them, tell them the good news, and entreat them or ask them to come in.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
I do have one more. There was a man, Sister Amon, I think I call it roped in, met him and brought him over to me. Big, tall man my age, probably older man. And he walked up and he said, I like what you guys are doing. And I said, you do? Why? He said, well, you're sharing the truth. He said, good for you. Well, the conversation went good. But then all of a sudden, he kind of pushed back a little bit. And he said, I got it. I'm good to go. He said, not that I've arrived, but he said, I'm there. You don't have to worry about me. And I said, sir. And I felt I should go for it. And Brother Kuhl was standing right there too. And I said, sir, can I ask you a question? He said, what? And I said, have you repented and come out of the world and all your sin? Are you holding on to sin? He looked at me, and I thought he was going to cry, Sister Amon. He looked at me, and he goes, no, I haven't. He goes, I am holding on to sin. And I said, you are, sir. I said, what's going to be the result of that? He goes, I'll be judged for it if I die. I said, sir, we don't want that for you. And he, all of a sudden, he opened up, and we started talking more, and he was got the word of God and encouragement of how he can be cleansed, and no sin is unable, or no nothing, the Holy Spirit is not unable to help you with sin. He can help you with any sin.
Yeah, right.
And he agreed with that. And then he pushed back one other time. At the end, he said, can I help you? He said, I love what you're doing. He said, you're kind of judgmental. And I said, I am. How, sir? How did I judge you? He goes, well, when I told you I'm in sin, he said, you kind of started talking about it. And he said, it kind of made me feel a little bad. And I said, sir, I love you. I said, I want you to feel bad about your sin. I said, but did I rake you over the coals and embarrass you in front of everybody? He goes, oh, no. I said, if you were a false teacher, I'd rebuke you harshly. If you were just a person mocking, a less of a rebuke. I said, I gently and meekly brought you God's word to bring you to the truth, didn't I? And he goes, now that you talk about it, he goes, that's exactly what you did. He goes, I really appreciate that. He goes, I could see you care for me. And I said, I do, sir. And he ended up giving me a hug. And he said, he'll be on our website. I hope to hear from him. So it was another one where I had to press him hard because he needed to hear it. But yet he was broken. I think the Holy Spirit convicted him and he was ready to hear more truth. So a bunch of stories like that lately. And we just wanted to share them with you. Yeah, you get the mockers, the haters, the police show up, but we're peaceful. We had the police today there and they were just walking by and we thanked them. And they said, hey, one cop said, we appreciate you. Because we were peaceful and not giving them any problems.
Right, yeah, so, he gave me a thumbs up and smiled, yeah.
So that's awesome. So we just wanted to share some of those with you. And I have some scriptures to share. I think you do too, right Sister Amon? Let me go first, okay? James 5, 19 through 20. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one converteth him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Isn't that what we try to do, Sister Amen, with the people to claim Christ? We try to show them their sin and pull them from it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, amen. Your turn.
Oh, well, I'm not so sure mine fit exactly in with that.
No, you just have scriptures to share.
Yeah, I do. I was just going to do, could you mention the word entreat?
Yeah.
This is Corinthians 4:13. This is Paul talking about the different things that have been going on. Being defamed, we entreat. I should have looked up that word. I can to say what it is. We are made as the filth of the world and are the offscouring of all the things unto this day. And I guess I was thinking about that one because, you know, you're going to be persecuted out on the streets.
Yep.
And even though you do, you know, you're trying to entreat people.
Yep.
Did you want me to look that?
Yeah, look up that word and I'll read my next verse while you're looking that word up.
Yeah.
2 Timothy 2:24-26. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those who oppose themselves. If God preaventure will grant them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. I love that verse because we go in the world and most people don't want the truth. Okay, the devil's got them. There's people that come up to us and say, thank you, or yeah, I got it. And then we talk to them like these people I was telling you about, and they go, yeah, I might be ensnared in sin. I better look into that. And it's like God is showing them a way to come out, and God uses us to go into the world and be that tool to help them come out. I love that.
Yeah, that is amazing, yeah.
Did you find that word, Sister Armin?
Yeah, it is to call near, invite, invoke, beseech, comfort, desire, entreat,
yeah,
pray, call to one side.
That's
summons,
awesome.
Address, speak
yeah
to.
And you know what that reminds me of? We invite people to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Yeah.
Repent, here, and Christ will invite you in by the gospel, and you can come and have eternal life with him. That's
amen
a glorious thing.
Yeah, it is. I don't think I got that one in here, but yeah, I got the other one. Yeah.
Go ahead. You got another verse to share?
Well, here, let's read this one. We're talking about inviting. Revelation 22:17. You know
oh,
where
yeah
we're going? And the Spirit and the bride say,
come.
And let him that heareth say,
come.
And let him that is athirst,
come.
And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely.
Yeah, so we get to go in the street and ask people to come. Will you come? Warning them about the churches, warning them about the culture, warning them about false doctrine, but inviting them to come in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
No better job I've ever had than that.
Oh, I know.
2 Corinthians 5:18-20. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That's what we have, Sister Amen. The ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us word the word of reconciliation, or committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. I love that. That's what we go to do. That's why we travel. Go be reconciled to Christ.
What one was that?
Or be reconciled to God. That is 2 Corinthians 5:18-20.
Well, I'm going to write that down. I want to go read that again.
Yeah. I love that. That is our, everything we do is about redemption, whether it's a rebuke, an entreating, correction, teaching, preaching. It's all about trying to redeem the lost if they'll come and listen to the gospel and respond.
Amen. I love that.
Yeah. And do you have another one? I have one left.
Oh, I got a few.
Go for it.
Okay. 1 Thessalonians 5:14-15. Now we exhort you, brethren. And I know he's speaking to the brethren, but some of these people that come up, we don't know if they are
amen
brethren or will be,
yep,
based
yep
on the fact that they're listening.
Yep.
Warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men.
Amen.
And it kind of makes me think about, you know, I'll get a woman
wait,
that
what,
I'm talking
wait, what,
to.
Wait, what verse was that?
That was 1 Thessalonians 5:14-15.
Okay, you keep talking on what you're going to talk about. I want to look up that word, patient.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was thinking about how we're supposed to be good to all men and patient toward all men. And if these if these people that come up to us, even if they don't look like our brother or sister and they're not acting like it at that point, they may be in the process of it.
Yeah.
And so we want to do these things to all people, unless obviously they're going to trash the word of God and
yeah.
trample on
exactly,
people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like that word in that verse, patient. Yeah, it means patient, but it also means to be long of spirit, to not lose mm-hmm. heart, to endure, to be mild, slow in avenging, long suffering, slow to punish. So yeah. if you'll notice sometimes there'll be a quick rebuke if I think the Spirit leads me to do that. Other times I go longer with people because it's that endurance. We're trying to forbear with them. We're trying to talk to them. We're trying to bring light to them, to try to bring them to their senses so they can make their way out of the snare of the devil. That's what we're out there doing. And there's times we talk to people for 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. Why are we doing that? We're not making money off these people are being popular because we love them and we're trying to pull them out of their sin and out of the world.
Right. And you just mentioned something. Sometimes somebody might get a rebuke right away, or you'll hear like some contention in the beginning of the conversation, or it might start out semi-decent,
right.
and then it quickly, as you're trying
escalates.
To go through the gospel, it can escalate, and then sometimes you think, well, how come they keep going? And it comes down on the other side and they listen.
Yep.
But you just kind of do it as you're led by the Spirit. And then sometimes it'll get up and it won't go away. And then it's got to be cut off.
Right.
But yeah, sometimes you almost got to push through that flesh that's in great rebellion against the Lord. And then all of a sudden they hear something that maybe pricks their conscience. And they're like, okay, you got me on that one. What else you got to say?
And you know what it does come down to? It comes down to in every single person that comes up and is a problem, then you try to help them and you can bring it to a place where you help them. It comes down to a person having prothumia, and that is from Acts 17. They had a readiness of mind to hear truth. Many, many people come up and they're mockers. They're never going to hear truth. They're not. Mm-hmm. They don't have prothumia. You send them on their way. Other people come up and seem like that. And then you push through and all of a sudden they go, yeah, what are you saying? And they listen to correction. They've got some sense of prothumia. It means readiness of mind to hear. That's the people we're going for.
Right. And you learn how to discern all these through maturity and walking in the
faith.
Amen.
Experience in the street, all of that. Yeah.
yeah.
Do you have another more verses, Sister Robin?
Oh, I do. So what I read 1 Thessalonians 5. I have Acts 20:31. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears.
Yeah.
And, you know, we go out on the streets and we do that, and it's heartbreaking to see all these masses of people, if you're walking in the flesh.
Yeah.
On the road to destruction. But, wow, what a joy to have somebody cut right through. I had a woman stick her hand in front of somebody walking in front of her to get a gospel card.
Yeah.
And it's
amazing.
It's awesome.
99%
come right up to you. Or,
yeah, 99% of these people ignore and some mock, and then you get a small percentage that go, "Hey, I want to talk to you," or "Thank you for what you're doing,"
they
or
right
"Tell
in.
Me some truth." Yeah,
I love
it. It's really awesome when we see the Spirit moving people. It's really refreshing.
It is.
I love that.
Here, I just want to say, I was thinking about this one as I witnessed to a woman today. She was my age. Well, she was 58, a few years older than me, wearing a skin tight dress, summer dress, that had the word Trump all over it. And she was a worldly, carnal looking woman. But I had a really awesome conversation with her, and I was thinking about this because we just got done talking here about we don't know who might be our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
You know.
Amen.
I'm trying to use these in context. That's why I was saying that. 1 Corinthians 4:14. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. And so I was kind of thinking about that woman, just kind of using this loosely, as wanting to warn her if she's truly going to be my sister or is in rebellion and hopefully going to repent.
Yeah.
Wanting to warn her, wanting to warn all these other people that are claiming his name, that are walking in deceit, being deceived.
Lukewarmness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to warn them and help them and call them out of it before
amen.
It's too late. Like you just read that scripture verse about saving
a soul
from hell.
Do you have any other verses?
Well, I have another one. Hebrews 12:14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. I know not everybody thinks we're peaceable, but we try to do that in our conversations.
Yep.
Bring the conversation around to a peaceable way that we can talk about the things of God.
Amen. Yeah, we don't want to be enemies with everyone. We don't want to have confrontation with everyone. We don't want to dispute with everyone. It's inevitable many times, but oftentimes we're seeing more and more people that if you proclaim the truth, they're willing to listen, and maybe the Spirit's doing a work in them.
Amen.
Yeah. I did have a man today pull that out. He quoted that verse, you should live in peace with all men. And I said, that is the goal. And then I said, Paul said, live in peace with all men if possible. We know with the people of the world that hate the word of God and love their sin, we're not going to be able to live in peace with them, but we can love them and tell them the truth.
Right.
I have one last verse. And this one doesn't really go along with my theme about people coming, but this one stood out to me because it's what we tell people. Luke 14:33, at the end of everything we tell people, this is what you're going to have to do. So likewise, Jesus said, whoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. It all comes down to, if you're going to claim Christ and you want to serve him and know him and be living in his kingdom and then live in his kingdom eternally, live in it now, then live in it eternally, you got to forsake everything. You know what that word forsake is, Sister Amin? Renounce.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to renounce your career, all your money, your family, your friends, your false church system. Not everything do you even have to leave behind if it's not ungodly, but you better be willing to renounce it for the glory of God.
Yeah, because it's all dung compared to him.
It's all dung. Mm-hmm. And you can't take any of it with you. The only thing you can take with you is some brothers and sisters here and help them along the way. Other than that, you can't take any of this life with you.
No.
So That was my last scripture verse, and that was our thoughts today about our street preach. It was awesome seeing a young brother just rising up and preaching and seeing these young people come up and thank us, seeing older people being entreated. It was just a blessed day.
And so we talked about how on the way there, we witnessed, handed our gospel cards, were there witnessing and doing what we just shared with you. And on the way back, there was witnessing. And then even at the van, there was witnessing.
I got to tell you about this one. One guy walked by and Sister Amin off of gospel card with his wife. And he goes, I got it, real snotty like. And he took off and walking. And I was like, kind of lifted my voice to preach him. I said, sir, if you love us, you would come and talk about the gospel. I hope you repent. You'd probably go to a false church system or have a false theology. I said, come tell us about it. There was a young Spanish couple walking and heard me lifting up my voice. I turned and looked to them on the sidewalk, and the man smiled at me, and I handed him a gospel card, and I said, I wasn't yelling at you, sir. He goes, oh, I know. I said, I was just lifting up my voice to talk to that man. I said he knows the gospel, and he wouldn't tell me. And him and I are walking together. Mm-hmm. I said, if I knew the gospel to eternal life and I don't tell you, I said, do I love you? He goes, no, I don't think you do. I said, I want you to know it. I gave it to him. He had a big smile on his face, and he's like, thank you very much. I said, check out that gospel card. And so that was on the way back. And then what happened at the van?
Oh, before we even got there?
Yeah.
Before we got there, I saw this woman standing by a car. And she had a skirt on, and she had like a ponytail, and then she had like this little tiny band on her head. And I don't know, she kind of looked like maybe a Pentecostal or something. And so I walked ahead of the brothers, and I asked her if she wanted a gospel card. And right behind her husband, I didn't see him sitting in the vehicle. She was like standing in front of him. He stuck his thumb up behind her with a thumbs up. And so I was able to give her a gospel card. They're foreigners.
Yep.
They had like a different accent or whatever. He said, we're followers of Christ.
Yep.
Or something like that.
And that was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't really talk that much. And then when we got back to the van, a man was saying, I was standing on the side, and he said, bless you for all you do, bless you. And Brother Tupos walked around the other side and talked to him.
Gave him a gospel card. I guess he's from Europe somewhere. And he was very, very nice. And he was thanking us for what we do. I got to talk to him a bit. He sent us an email.
Yeah.
He said, it was great meeting you. He said he's on our website. So it was like all the way back to the van, we were being blessed by these people that were receiving what we were doing. And we have not watered our message down.
Uh-uh.
We don't change anything.
No.
We call out sin. We tell people you got to lose your life. But I don't know. We're just in a season of where there's more people that are listening and hearing, and I'm sure one day it'll go back to where we go, where's anybody that'll listen? But there is a time and a season for everything. And I do have to say, before we close, I wanted to bring this praise report in. We met a young man in a marketplace the other day, right after our preach, and he emailed me, and he wants to talk truth.
Oh, yeah.
And we exchanged phone numbers, so I'm just praising God that he's using us for his kingdom, for his glory. It's not about us. It's all about him. We're just tools. We're like an old rusty garden hoe. You can go to work in the garden, and it can do a good work. Yes. But it's the one running the hoe that's doing the work. The hoe is just the tool.
Yeah, we're just the tool. But sometimes I feel like a rake, don't you?
Yeah, a rake or a pickaxe or something like that. Yeah. So, yeah, we hope that blesses you. Our tales from the witnessing road today, and then all that scripture to bless you. Hope it sets you on the path of seeking the kingdom.
Amen.
We talked about that a lot today. Seek the kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Let's leave it right there, Sister Amen. Love you all. Check out our street preach that'll be linked up at the Ecclesia page today, the Venice Art Fair, and the other one, the Farmers Market. And all the videos and the audios will definitely bless you.
Oh, yeah.
Till next time.
May God be praised.